Have you used a mobile phone when you're driving your car? Have you gazed down at your stereo whilst trying to change a CD over whilst driving your car? Have you tried to put some lipstick on, looking in your rearview mirror or your drop-down visor mirror to apply your lipstick whilst driving your car? Have you been in a van and had a cup of coffee in one hand and a newspaper gripping the steering wheel in the other hand whilst driving your van? Have you done any of these things at any point, any time in your life? If you have, you're the person that's tried to kill me. You're the person that's had me off my bike. And if it wasn't for my diligence, if it wasn't for me looking around, paying attention, you would have killed me. You would have killed me because your phone conversation is more important than a human life. You would have killed me because applying your lipstick is more important than a human life. You would have killed me because taking a sip of your cup of coffee is more important than a human life. You would have killed me because staring at some tits on page 3 of the Sun is more important than a human life. Am I angry? Damn right I'm angry, because I've been knocked off my bike by all of you. By all of you. And as I say, if it wasn't for the fact that I was aware of your incompetence, of your ignorance, of your arrogance, and taking a voice of action, I'd be dead. As it is, I've suffered broken wrists, shoulder blades, been concussed half a dozen times, and today I was concussed again today by a taxi driver staring so much at his sat-nav, he wasn't looking at the road, and he swerved, and I saw him coming towards me, and I had to take evasive action. He still clipped me, I still went off my bike, and I still banged my head against a brick wall. Thanks very much, taxi driver. Thank you for stopping, by the way. Thank you for putting me in your car and taking me to hospital. Oh no, you didn't do that, did you? You accelerated quickly away from the scene. Thank you very much. You're all idiots. You shouldn't be allowed on the roads. You should have your licences stripped away at the first possible opportunity. I don't care who you are. I have friends that do this. I have taken photographs of my friends. I pulled up to the side of them, for example, at crossroads. And I've taken a photograph from my mobile phone. Look, while they're on their mobile phone, in their car, or putting on some lipstick at some traffic lights. And they swear blind they don't do these things until I show them the photograph. They weren't even aware I'm outside their window at the side of them taking a photograph of that engrossed in what they're doing. And then, of course, they hear a horn beep behind them and realise it's time for them to go past the traffic lights because they've heard somebody beep a horn. Not because they've been concentrating on the road, not because they've seen the traffic lights. Oh, no. Because my irate person behind them has had to pip them. Because why? They're on the phone. They're putting the lippy on. Whatever it is they're doing. You want to kill somebody? Carry on. My conscience will be clean. It's your responsibility, not mine, to protect me. You're the ones driving tons of metal. You're the ones that have the ability to kill a pedestrian, a child, a dog, a cyclist. I'm not saying that cyclists are perfect or hikers are perfect, but what we can't do is kill somebody by hitting them by walking down a street. I can't kill somebody who's in a van by knocking the back of their vehicle. I can't do that. But you can kill me. And very frequently you've tried to. You've tried to because it's far more important for you to do one of those things, lipstick, look at some tits in a newspaper, make a phone call, than it is to protect life. Think on. God bless you all.